Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Thursday, baby. It is twisted up and down and all around Thursday, honey. Broadcasting live from the Windy City. My darlings, it is cloudy out again. You know, I don't know what's wrong with the Windy City. It's always cloudy. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to borrow some sunshine from Florida and bring it on over to the Windy City. I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start borrowing sunshine from other states and bring it over here. You know what I'm talking about over here. Now, listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy, about 38 degrees and everything up in here. Just a little nippy, whippy, ippy. Listen, it is January the 12th, 2023, 1 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Come on! Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. GumbaRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. One is natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gump, baby, by Chester. No one keep on walking. Listen, up in here. I got some bad. Funky Broadway. I got some B-funkin' in the house, baby. Guess what? And I also got independent artist Hogan Swoger. 70-year-old independent artist Hogan Swoger. He got something he's going to lay down on you, I want to say. Independent artist Hogan, H-O-L-D-E-N, Hogan. Come on up in here. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to get into this. While you're on Facebook, use the keyword Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer. What we going to do up in here? Come on. Come on. All right. Come on. Get on down with it. Get the beat. Come on. All right. Gonna get into the music, yes, with Beat Funkin' and Infant Artist Holden Swoger, S-W-O-N-G-E-R. Now, y'all know, before I get into music, you know I got some opinions on everything. You know. It's all kind of nuisance stuff that's going on in the world. Listen, let's jump on into this real quick. You know, I saw an article on news.com. I don't know where these people get these stories from, but listen, y'all check this out real quick. It was a lady. Now, listen, she's an officer. This is in Tennessee. This story comes to us by Tennessee, and actually it's on Daily Mail, dailymail.com. So listen, the young lady, she's an officer in Tennessee. Her husband is a park ranger. Listen, y'all, don't expect what that story. Now, the lady says that she was in an open relationship. She's married. She's married to a person that works for the park ranger, for the park. So, listen, he's a park ranger. And then the husband finds out that the wife is having an affair with somebody else that's on the police force in Tennessee. So, you know, the wife got fired. They don't go for that in Tennessee. The wife got fired for having an open relationship. So, listen, The husband says, well, I don't agree. I didn't know anything about an open relationship. The wife says, well, I can do what I want because we're in an open relationship. Well, the husband says, no, we're not. I didn't know anything about it. Now, this is the thing. Listen, people, here is the definition of an open marriage. An open marriage means both parties understand and agree that you're going to have sex with everybody and anybody that you want to, but yet you're still married. How about that? You know, listen. When I think about relationships, listen, first of all, if I wanted to just go around with other people, what in the Sam Hill do I need to get married for? Listen, you don't need to get married to be in an open relationship. Just be in a relationship and say you're in an open relationship. What the hell do I need a piece of paper saying that we're married? That doesn't make sense to me. It really doesn't make sense to me. You might as well throw it all the way back to the 1970s when people were doing any and everything and they understood, listen, we ain't got to get married. We just going to do whatever we want to do up in here, up in here. So listen, she lost her job. Listen, ain't no dangling that good that I'm going to lose my job over it. Come on up in here. So listen. I got to get on into the music. Y'all know mama got an opinion about every and everything. Listen, I'm going to give my 1 penny. I'm going to give 5 cents, 10 cents, a quarter, a dollar, and $10 worth of what I think about it. So listen, how about that up in here? Bring my whiskey. Bring my whiskey and my Tanqueray. I need my drink. Bring my drink and tell Snoop Dogg. Get Snoop Dogg on the line. Hello, Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg. Oh, Lord, today he done fell out because he done had too much cannabis on today. Listen. All right, y'all, I got to get on into the music. I got to get up into the music. Listen, y'all, I got some hot stuff on today. I got to get down. Now, listen, y'all, hold on. Get your Q-tips and clean your ears out, okay? Get your Q-tip. Clean your ears out. Make sure on your Q-tip you got some oil, okay? Get you some olive oil. Don't put no dry Q-tips in your ears because that ain't going to work. You might hurt yourself. You got to lubricate your ears. Get all that wax out so you can hear all this good music up in here, up in here. Listen, first up is independent artist Holden. Y'all know it's always a wild ride on the Fierce Female Network. Y'all know that. Y'all already know that. So listen. I got some good stuff from independent artist Holden. He's 17, and I'm telling you, he has a really, 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 really awesome song. And believe me, I got some stuff to tell you about this song after you hear it. It's called You Know Who You Are. Did you hear me up in here? Y'all check him out. You know who you are. You know who you are. Come on up in here, baby.
You know who you are. You know.
All right, that is independent artist Holden, Holden, H-O-L-D-E-N, Holden, Swoger, S-W-O-N-G-E-R. And listen, I listened to his music this morning. I said, you know something? You know, this artist really has old soul, which is a good thing. That is a great thing and a phenomenal thing. You guys know I teach millionaire music, which is on my website. Listen. Let me tell you about Holden, first of all, before I get to millionaire music. You guys know I talk about millionaire music all the time. It doesn't happen overnight. It is a process. It is a preparation. It is planning, strategically planning. That does not happen overnight. You cannot make the gold overnight. And that's one thing that I stress because, you know, you just got to understand that. It takes time. You got to have it. I believe in image consulting. I believe in, you know, you got to put out an image out there that is going to attract fans and build your fan base. And it works, it works, it works, it works, it works. Listen, you know, it's so important. I don't want to spend too much time on that. But listen, I always do that. I don't know how that happens, but I always do that. I always start teaching before I know it. I'm just off into teaching a class. It just happens all the time. So listen. I want to say this to Holden. He has a old soul. And when I listen to his music, I says, you know something? He reminds me of Davy Jones. And that's a good thing, Holden. That is a good thing. That is a great thing because that sound is bigger and huger than life. You may not see it right now, but and also, let me tell you this right up in here. I'm going to play this song, Hey Jude. And the sound that you have is awesome because everybody, listen, Holden, and I want you to get this real good. Everybody right now is going to the right. Which is what they want to do. And when I say everyone is, a lot of people are going to the right. When I say going to the right, they are going into hip hop. They're going into rap, trap rap, which I don't like trap rap, you know, but I'm saying up in here. But listen, when you come up with a sound that goes to the left, that goes against the curve, that goes against the stream, that is okay because you're creating something that is really unique, right? And it's nostalgic. So what you have is a nostalgic sound, right? So listen, I'm going to play Hey Jude, Holden. I want you to take a listen to this. And this song was very, very popular. Now, this one is from the Beatles, but that's okay. That's okay. But you still remind me of Davy Jones, that groovy, funky sound way back from the 60s. You remember back in the 60s and the 70s, everyone loved the Monkees, and they, even me, I was watching the Monkees because I wanted to hear them sing. Get it? I wanted to hear them sing. It wasn't so much because I thought the show was a little goofy and it was always going from different thing to different thing. I don't like when a person films a show and they just go from one shot to another shot. In class, when I was in Columbia, we would call that kind of messy filming. When you cannot tell a story that goes from beginning to end, that's really not a great story. But anyway, the Monkees was really popular because of the band. You know, the band was really, really popular and was huge. It was not because the show was all that great, because it really was not. Listen, it was the band. Everybody was looking at the Monkees for the band and the music and the sound. So listen, I said that was for Davy Jones. So you have that sound like Davy Jones. And this song, Hey Jude. I'm going to play a little bit of Hey Jude because I want to get to B-Funk, and I got something to say about B-Funk and always. There's no one I'm saying up in here. So listen, this is a little bit of Hey Jude. Holden, I'm pretty sure you are familiar with Hey Jude, which is from the Beatles. Take a listen, a little bit of listen to this. Check this out. Check it out. Check, check, check.
Don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart, and then you can start to make things better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make things better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. Well, you know that is a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little.
All right, that is Hey Jude, but now that is Antonio that's singing Hey Jude. It's a cover song from a different artist, but the Beatles, you know, was by the Beatles. So listen, it is that old school sound in the voice that I'm trying to get you to understand, Holton. It's that old school sound in your, not old school, but way back, the old soul sound in your voice that's nostalgic, that reminds people of the Beatles, reminds people of Davy Jones, which is what is going to sell you. That is your image. That is your image. I wish I could do your image consultant, honey. I would remake you over. You wouldn't even know your own self, baby. Listen, listen, listen. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Listen, I got to get on down with it. And listen, hold, we'll talk some more on the flip side of the show. You hear what I'm saying? I got some music from B-Funk, and B-Funk, Lord Jesus, B-Funk, he just tickled my socks off. He really do. He tickles my socks off. Okay, I'm going to stop. Hey Jude is playing. I love that song, Hey Jude. I really do. So listen, on B-Funk, let me tell y'all something. Go to the website. Go to B-Funk's website. I want to invite you guys to go to his website. Oh, my goodness gracious of life. It is B-Funkin.com. Also, he was in the Hype magazine. Yeah, baby. Listen, I saw something. Where is it? Y'all know this is a live show. It ain't pre-recorded. So listen, I want you guys to check out his video where he's singing something from Problem Man. Let me go back. Oh, Jesus. My time is just this. Going. Listen, I love this. And he does it really, really well. If you go to bfunkin.com, you're going to see this video. It's under the promotion. It's bfunkin.com. If you click and go under the promotions, you're going to hear him singing a song, and he does it so well. And I was like, oh, no, he's not up in here. Listen, B-Funkin', just blow up all over the place. Baby, be just like popcorn that's popping in the microwave. It just explodes. It just goes all over the place. Be like the jam, baby. Be like the jam on the peanut butter, honey. Do your thing, honey, because you are what? You are B-Funkin' all over the place. Up in here. Listen, and let me play this. The song I'm going to play by B-Funkin' is It's the Dilly, Yo. It's the Dilly, Yo. Listen. I got to get on up out of here. So listen, I'm going to play the song. No, because this is B-Funkin', y'all. He is B-Funkin'. And listen, he has a brand. He's putting a brand out there with his merchandise, which is really cool, which is really hip. You hear me what I'm saying? Up in here. So listen, I want you all to take a listen to the song. It's the Dilly, Yo. You're going to love it, love it, love it. I enjoy it. So listen, y'all, I want y'all to check this out. And I want you also to go to the website and check him out. He has some really nice merchandise on there. So you can get your fanny pack. There's some t-shirts, sweatshirts, and you can get it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. So listen, I want y'all to listen to this. This is good stuff. It's the dealio. And listen, it's some funky music. It's some great music, and you're going to love it. But right now, I have a word from my sponsor. Check this out.
ZenGlow began in 2018 when Caitlin began making shower steamers to sell at local markets and fell in love with aromatherapy coupled with positive psychology. Today, Caitlin's team produce wellness products that help relax the body, mind, and soul, reduce stress, reduce tension, and improve mental health and wellness.
All right, now, here it is. B-Funkin', that's the dealio.
Okay, let me understand this. Uh-huh. You've been working all week. Yes, sir.
Yep.
But you still want to go.
That's the dealio. That's the dealio.
That's the dealio.
That's
the dealio.
Still wanna party though.
That's the Leo.
Listen, Lillian, that is the Dilio. Listen, that is the Dilio. That is by B Funk. And listen, go to his website and check out the promotion because he's singing, and I just love it. What was it? If you hear any noise, what was it? Parliament. He's singing Parliament, a Parliament song. If you hear any noise, song by Parliament. He does it very well. He does it at Mothership Connection. Oh, geez, just got a little tingle right there. So listen, y'all, listen. These artists, we need this music. And the reason why I'm saying this, and I am pretty much out of time, don't y'all shut the lights out on me. Listen, I pay my bills. I pay my bills. Don't shut these lights out. Listen, I got something to say up in here. You know, I look at Facebook, and I, of course, look at social media. And the reason why I mention this is because we need music. We need all the positivity that we can get. You know, I have never seen so many posts on people reaching out and coming forthright and saying that they're not okay, they're not feeling good. Mentally, they have a lot of anxiety, a lot of depression. The reason I'm saying this is because music lifts the vibration. Music lifts the vibration. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Music like B-Funk and music like Holden, it pushes us up. You know, Christian music, gospel music, you know, all the positivity. We gotta feed our spirit. We gotta feed our spirit. We really do. We really do. And I don't want to stop preaching up in here, but I will. I will preach until the cows come home. Listen, I can preach so hard until the cows will get up and start shouting and dancing. Do you hear me up in here? The cows will be saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You hear me up in here? They will be saying, hallelujah. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I got to get on up out of here. Y'all know mama loves to entertain because it's just who I am. Listen, I got to roll. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, y'all have been a stone cold blast. Be funkin'. Keep doing what you do, baby. Keep doing what you do, baby. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Listen, hold it. You listen. You're a youngster, honey, but listen, you got a nostalgic sound. Stay with it. Stay in that vein. Stay in that groove, Holden. You know, because you're being true to yourself. And when you be true to yourself, when you be authentic, that is who you are. It will draw your tribe and your fan base to you. They will connect you. So listen, y'all, it's been a stone cold blast. And mama got to fly on up out of here on the, what they call it, Mothership Connection. Come on, y'all. Boost me on all up in here.
In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.